This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, so we're going to get into a lot of this news and more from last night's State of the Union now. I'm hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder. Here's Joe Biden copying and pasting from each of his Supreme Court addresses. They were a lot more similar than you realize. Here they are over the years, the exact same speech, copy and pasted from the year before and the year before that.
For too many decades, we imported projects and exported jobs. Now, thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. Now, instead of importing foreign products and exporting American jobs, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs.
Build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down.
To build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. Building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. We're the only nation on earth that has always turned every crisis we face into an opportunity. We're the only country that has emerged from every crisis we've ever entered stronger than we got into it.
This year, COVID-19 no longer need control our lives.
Today, COVID no longer controls our lives. The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The only nation that can be defined by a single word, possibilities. Actually, I can define it in one word, and I mean this. Possibilities. Possibilities. I'm a capitalist. Look, I'm a capitalist. I'm a capitalist. I'm a capitalist. Let's pass the PRO Act. Pass the PRO Act. Pass the PRO Act. And extend the child tax credit. Or can let's restore the full child tax credit. Restore that child tax credit.
If you travel 20 miles east of Columbus, Ohio, you'll see a field of dreams.
Outside of Columbus, Ohio, on 1,000 acres, literally a field of dreams, our infrastructure is ranked 13th in the world. Used to be number one in the world in infrastructure. We've sunk to 13th in the world. Began to replace the poisonous lead pipes so every child, every American has clean water to drink at home and at school. We're also replacing poisonous lead pipes. Removing poisonous lead pipes so every child can drink clean water without risk of brain damage.
We're going to do it by buying America.
Buy American products.
We're going to buy American. We're going to buy America.
Buy America.
The American Rescue Plan helped working people and left no one behind. We're building an economy where no one's left behind. We leave no one behind. I get it. I get it. I get it.
We pay more for the same drug produced by the same company in America than any other country in the world.
You know, we pay more for prescription drugs than any nation in the world.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere in the world.
Insulin costs about $10 a vial to make. It costs the drug companies roughly $10 a vial to make that insulin. Let's cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month. Let's cap the cost of insulin for everybody at $35.
I want to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for every American who needs it.
We'll build a national network of 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations.
We're going to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. The IBEW work is building and installing 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations.
We'd all agree that the present tax system ain't fair. The tax system is not fair. It is not fair.
Does anybody really think the tax code is fair?
55 of the Fortune 500 companies earned $40 billion in profit and paid zero in federal taxes.
55 of the largest corporations in America, the Fortune 500, made $40 billion in profits and paid zero in federal taxes. 55 of the biggest companies in America made $40 billion and paid zero in federal income tax. Zero.
Ban targeted advertising to children.
Ban targeted advertising to children.
Under my plan, nobody, let me say this again, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in new taxes. Not a single penny.
Under my plans, as long as I'm president, nobody earning less than $400,000 will pay an additional penny in taxes. Nobody. Not one penny. Nobody earning less than $400,000 will pay an additional penny in federal taxes. Nobody, not one penny.
Well, let's make corporations and wealthy Americans start paying their fair share.
It's not by making sure that the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share. By making big corporations and very wealthy finally beginning to pay their fair share.
The watchdogs are back. The watchdogs are back.
Ban assault weapons with high-capacity magazines of up to 100 rounds. Ban assault weapons now. Ban them now. I'm demanding. recommending a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Children are also struggling.
Well, it's actually a well-documented fact. It's a known entity that Joe Biden is a plagiarist. It's happened multiple times. He's been caught plagiarizing. But I guess he just plagiarizes himself now. This guy's even more pathetic than you think. And we think he's extremely pathetic.
Please remember, we're listener-supported. We got great T-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source where we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Owen Troy back with you here for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And I'm going to really dig into the news now and play a lot of responses from the State of the Union address last night. And I would just say this before we get into it. I understand that watching that was extremely painful last night. It was nauseating. It was disgusting. And as hard as that is to get through and deal with, we have to understand most Americans were probably just as sickened and nauseated as you were. So they really, the Democrats didn't really get any favors from Joe Biden last night politically. And I think they really exposed themselves as deranged lunatics. And Joe Biden exposed himself as a cranky old narcissist. So I don't think it was a good look for them. And in that regard, maybe we look at it as a positive. It's hard to say, well, how do you have the most corrupt president, the most lying State of the Union address of all time? How do you look at that as a positive? Well, because people see it and know it now. And they're going to vote accordingly. And then if Trump doesn't win again, they're just going to say it's going to be 60-70% of Americans don't believe that elections are real and that they get stolen now. So there's kind of two sides to this coin. But if you go and you look at the YouTube page and all the mainstream media pages that were broadcasting Biden's State of the Union, 90% of the comments, the replies were negative and calling him out and saying that he stole the election from Trump. And I wouldn't be too freaked out. The response from the Republicans was really bad. That woman that they introduced, Britt, last night, who was an unknown entity until last night, was she was bad. I don't know why she had to force it. If she could have just been natural, then maybe they could have actually reached the middle-class American women and mothers, and that's what they were going for, but she just forced it, and it was bad. Okay, that wasn't good. They missed an opportunity there. Donald Trump coming out talking about how great the vaccines were and how he's responsible for that. That's a big miss, but whatever. He won't give that deal up. So it just shows, though, that Biden is not popular. Nobody's buying it. And really, all he did was anger Americans last night. When he talks about it's the greatest economy ever, really? Do you think that resonates with the American people? Do you think that resonates with people? I don't think so. So it was a campaign speech for Biden, and it was a bad one. No doubt about that. And the current numbers on approval of Biden's job performance right now, 58% of Americans disapprove of Biden's job performance. 58% disapprove only 40% approve. So he's not doing himself any favors there. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene wins the night. With this moment, this is just the angle captured from Marjorie Taylor Greene's phone. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene dressed up in Trump regalia. I thought it was great. And a pin that says, say her name, Laken Riley. Here's the moment where Joe appears to be confused, dazed and confused. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is able to get a Laken Riley pin into his hand. Here's that moment shot from Marjorie Taylor Greene's cell phone, clip 23.
I know how to say the name.
Laken Riley. Say your name, Mr. President.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. President.
A dazed and confused Joe Biden followed by a rat-like creature named Chuck Schumer. But you can see he's dazed and confused in that moment. That was probably when he was the most hopped up on whatever whatever chemicals or pharmaceuticals they had him on. But Marjorie Taylor Greene really won the night. And then she got Biden to, forced Biden to say Laken Riley's name while he was giving the State of the Union. And he pulls the pen up and then he says Lincoln Riley and butchered the name. So how funny is that? He says, I can say the name. I can say the name. And then says Laken Riley. So Marjorie Taylor Greene really is kind of the lone victor. If there was any winners last night, it was Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think anybody else was victorious. Not Trump, not the Republican rebuttal. Basically Marjorie Taylor Greene. Or perhaps maybe Stephen Nikoy, the father of a Marine killed during the U.S. withdrawal of Afghanistan. Now, he was arrested. He shouted out, remember the Marines, Abby Gate, and was then promptly arrested by Capitol Police. And if you go back and you watch the tape, you'll realize that he was cooperative with the police, and he actually pretty much just volunteered to leave. They didn't even have to go into the aisle to remove him. He just said his thing and then walked out on his own. But yeah, then they arrested him and charged him. And people last night were saying, oh, they won't arrest him. He won't be charged. He's a Gold Star family member. It's not going to happen. I said, clearly you do not understand the nature of the game. Clearly you do not understand the Biden regime and the Democrats we're dealing with. He will be arrested and he will be charged. And he was. They put him in cuffs, they arrested him, and they charged him. Folks, these are all-out authoritarian criminals. They don't care who you are. The radical American left, which is now the Democrat Party, are truly maniacal authoritarians. They don't give a damn that that's a Gold Star family member. They don't give a damn that he's talking about his son that got killed during Biden's disastrous pullout of Afghanistan. They don't care. He dared say something about the regime. He dared say something negative or hold negative emotions or belief to the Biden regime. He's going down. There is no other way. These are full-blown authoritarians and totalitarians. They don't give you an inch. And so he'll be facing charges. Now, if you're a left-winger and you disrupt Congress or disrupt hearings or storm the Capitol as the Democrats do, all the time, you don't get arrested, you don't get charged. That's how that goes. Kamala Harris applauds Biden's State of the Union comments on decriminalizing marijuana despite prosecuting people for marijuana crimes herself. Yeah, hundreds of thousands even. And then she turned them into slaves in the prison camps. So Kamala Harris made sure anybody that got caught with marijuana in California was thrown into a long prison sentence and into forced labor. But she stands and applauds decriminalization of marijuana. A complete joke. Read crazy tweets from lefty Democrats and journos who approved of Joe Biden's State of the Union address. So, yeah, there was some, but really it was few and far between. In fact, I got a CNN clip telling it like it is. Even CNN was saying this was a disaster. Biden wasn't good. But here's what I think we got a deeper understanding of last night from the Democrats, not just in Congress, but also on the Internet about the State of the Union. And this is actually why they're so dangerous, too. This isn't real for them. This isn't real for them. What am I talking about? Laken Riley isn't a real person to the Democrats. your financial struggles aren't a real phenomenon to the Democrats. The open border isn't a real phenomenon for the Democrats. None of this is real for them. This is all a game. It's all a game. And when you try to hyper-analyze it, and you dig deeper, you realize that most of these individuals are people who have probably never had to compete for anything or train for anything or grind for anything or go through struggles to accomplish anything. So it's not that they're just disconnected from the average American. They're disconnected from just the human experience of struggle and success and failure. So it's all just a game to them. That's why they all stand up and applaud whenever Joe Biden says some BS lie, because it's like a sporting event for them. The realities of their policies don't exist. The realities of American struggles don't exist. Your cares, your concerns, your emotions about this country don't exist. This is all virtually just a game for them. That's why they dress up in the same thing and they have all their Ukraine flag lapel pins or Palestinian flag lapel pins or all this other crap. So folks, it's like if you go to a ball game.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Before he ever got to the border, he was obsessed with his political rival more than he was obsessed with the condition of the American people. It was so weird. This guy lectures us all on unity, the soul of the nation, and he gives the most partisan convention speech in place of a State of the Union that I've ever heard. It's the literal opposite of unity. It's so partisan. He's obsessed with taunting Republicans. It's not statesmanlike.
Now, here's Nancy Pelosi. She has a war on words and a war on reality. She was scolding Joe Biden for using the term illegal in clip 26.
Dan.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
that? I wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh. He said illegal.
Now, why? Why is that such an important messaging point for the Democrats? Don't say illegal, say undocumented. Well, they're tipping their hand because they want them to become legal and documented. Now, if you say illegal, that insinuates a crime, and therefore there needs to be an action taken to find justice. But if you say undocumented, well, that just means, oh, they just need their documents. That's fine, because that's what the Democrats intend to do. That's why it's such an important messaging point. And so let's make no mistake about it. Absolutely, the Democrats want all 20 million illegal immigrants that will enter the country under Joe Biden to be voting Democrat in 4 years. Absolutely, they want all 20 million illegal immigrants entering the country to become a part of the census so that Illinois and New York and California can get more electoral college votes so they can find another way to rig elections. Absolutely, 100%. And Pelosi just tells the entire game right there. Don't call them in illegal. Because they're just undocumented, and once we document them, they will be citizens, and they will have all the rights that the American people don't, because we, the Democrats, take them from them. Now, here's Mike Lee noticing the irony of the strong border wall that Joe Biden used to protect the Capitol last night in clip 25.
We just finished the State of the Union address. President Biden treated us to a very lengthy speech tonight. It was a little bit more like a campaign rally than what I've ever seen. At times, I almost expect them to pull out campaign signs as they started chanting 4 more years. Very unusual for this sort of thing, but then again, he's an unusual president. You'll notice the people exiting the compound that got the entire Capitol surrounded by a fence. I wish they felt the same way about our border, but that's a discussion for another day.
Now, last night, there were quite a few, perhaps into the thousands, anti-Israeli genocide, pro-Palestinian protesters that blocked the motorcade route. Now, it was said that this is why Joe Biden was late. You may or may not believe that, but that Biden was extremely late. So it was either they were finishing up with his IV drip or whatever else, or perhaps they did successfully block Joe Biden's motorcade and caused him to be late. But, you know, that is a significant thing, because they're not protesting. These are leftists. These are liberal leaning protesters, and they're anti Biden. They're anti Democrats right now because they look at what Israel is doing as Biden's fault. And you know, I don't know if that's even a fair thing to say. It might be fair to say it wouldn't be happening under Trump, but I don't think Israel is getting its cue from Joe Biden with what they're doing in the Gaza Strip. Now, I do have some other news on this situation that I'm going to get to coming up later on in this hour. But this is a serious problem, and the Democrats are trying to have their cake and eat it too on this issue. And Joe Biden tried to have his cake and eat it too on this issue last night as well. He has to please all the different Jewish lobby groups all the different pro-Israel lobby groups and money that, that runs D.C. But at the same time, he realizes that there's also millions of Democrat voters that are anti-Israel and pro-Palestine, and he has to find a way to please them as well. So he tried to have his cake and eat it too last night. And this whole tough guy act of, oh, I'm going to have Netanyahu have his come to Jesus moment, please. Netanyahu doesn't give a damn about Joe Biden. Let's be honest. He owns Joe Biden's ass, if anything. But I'll get more into that. Jill Biden's guests for the State of the Union. It really says everything. Maria Shriver. I think that's some Hollywood starlet. Some lady who had her student loan paid off. So they are buying votes with the student loan cancellation, which isn't a cancellation. They just steal money from your pocket and then give it to somebody to buy their vote that has a student loan debt. And then a woman who had to travel out of state for an abortion. And then so they lied about this story in Texas. And it is a lie. Lawyers and local doctors and healthcare officials have already explained how it's a lie. And she says, oh, I couldn't have my abortion here. I had to travel across state lines. No, they lie about the law in Texas. If the woman's life is at risk, it's not an illegal healthcare procedure. So they just outright lie about that. But they really love killing kids, don't they? Or they just really hate the fact that you don't like killing kids. Either way, that's the Democrats for you. Here's Victoria Spartz. She had this to say to Steven Crowder last night after Biden's State of the Union in clip 34.
Listen, I'm glad that you're having so much fun. It's more than good.
I love you! Victoria! I love you!
Now, last night, Joe Biden, in what was essentially a campaign speech, because you have to understand, Joe Biden cannot campaign. He cannot have rallies for multiple reasons. He'd be drowned out by Trump supporters. The Trump supporters would outnumber the Biden supporters, even at a Biden rally. So he used last night this controlled atmosphere to have what was really a campaign rally. And he kept talking about how strong the economy is. Folks, nobody buys that. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of these videos all over the internet of people talking about how rough it is financially and how they can't even believe it. They don't understand how anybody survives. Like this one seen millions of times recently, clip 36.
Does anyone else feel like they're absolutely drowning financially? As a single 29-year-old woman, I have three jobs and I'm still struggling, and I'm just getting myself farther and farther into credit card debt because I don't have enough after the first of the month to avoid using it. I don't know what to do. I don't know if any industry is doing well right now. I used to be a server. I used to have all this cash every night whenever I would work, walk out with cash, and I don't have that anymore, and I don't even know if they're doing okay right now. Like, I have seriously considered quitting my full-time good job to go back to serving, because at least I can just use my personality and try to get more money than minimum wage or what an entry-level job pays people nowadays. It's sick. Friends, I might say
this,
no,
goes on.
I might say, and I have said no.
And this is part of the way that the corrupt establishment controls us is financially, by making it so hard for you to even exist financially that then you basically just have to work all the time to pay your bills, that you can't do any activism, you can't try to correct anything because you're too busy just working. That's part of the way that we're controlled as modern day slaves. But that video is not an isolated incident. That sentiment is not isolated either. And that's, folks, that is how a lot of Americans feel. The majority of Americans now live paycheck to paycheck. Even people making six figures a year live paycheck to paycheck. This is a real economical, financial phenomenon. And when Joe Biden tells you that it's the greatest economy ever, everybody knows he's lying. And it's extremely offensive to tell that lie.
We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Donald Trump posted this video of Joe Biden on his True Social. It's better than his other responses. He's just stuck with that. It's pretty funny. But that's the nature of this administration. It's a clown administration. But imagine Nancy Pelosi more upset at Joe Biden for using the term illegal immigrant, more upset with that than Laken Riley being brutally murdered by, it's now discovered that he was indeed a gang member from Venezuela. He's got two brothers over here. They're probably all in the same gang. And so as soon as I saw what was going on in New York City with that gang activity, it was like, yep, we're now being invaded by these gangs. 100%. And so we now have multiple criminal gang organizations that have invaded our country thanks to Joe Biden, and they're raping and murdering women and children. But Nancy Pelosi is more upset over the use of the term illegal than Americans being raped and murdered. Why? Because it's like I said, it's all just a game to them. That's not real to them. That doesn't impact them. It doesn't affect them. They really do not care. All that matters to them is their power. And if you're not using the right terms, then that might hurt their power to control the mind of the American people. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that Nancy Pelosi is more upset that Joe Biden used the term illegal than that Lake and Riley was beaten to death. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care at all about Lake and Riley being beaten to death. Not her problem. She does not care. None of the Democrats care. And I just hope that America gets that message loud and clear. Loud and clear. They did pass a bill in the House, however, the Lincoln-Riley Act. Again, that you have to pass these bills is absurd, but nonetheless, they've done it. The Lincoln-Riley Act requires the Secretary of Homeland Security to issue a detainer for illegal aliens who are charged or cited with local theft or burglary. So think about that. The Republicans had to write a bill. The Republicans had to pass legislation so that the Biden administration would arrest illegal immigrants that commit crimes in the United States of America because they weren't doing it. They were being released onto the streets, violent criminals. So they had to pass a bill saying, Democrats, will you please arrest criminals so they don't kill Americans? And the Democrats in the Senate will reject it. You watch. You watch. George Santos announces he's running for Congress again. How about that? Imagine George Santos wins a congressional race. I bet he does. After the Republicans ousted him. Meanwhile, Bob Menendez is still in the Senate. Hell, Joe Biden is still in the White House. But Republicans voted out George Santos because that's how pathetic they are. I hope that the pathetic nature of the Republicans starts to wane. Because we're getting our asses kicked by these corrupt Democrats. They're destroying our country. We have to pass bills that begs them just to arrest violent criminals. Trump ordered to pay $83.3 million to E. Jean Carroll by Monday, or post bond. I think he ended up actually paying it. I think the number ended up being like $91 million or something. So E. Jean Carroll, wow, she's rich and she loves it. She thinks rape is sexy, by the way. You know, she was the one that lied about Donald Trump. She was the one that lied about Donald Trump, and then she somehow wins the defamation suit, even though she was the one that lied. I'll tell you, you can't make this stuff up, can you? Have you ever heard of anything as treasonous as John Brennan? Former CIA director John Brennan says intel community will withhold key information from Trump security briefings this summer. Now remember, so John Brennan is basically coming out saying if Trump wins again, that nobody's going to cooperate with him. Well, I mean, that's total sabotage. That's blatant treason. He's the chief executive. But the story here is it shows that there is a deep state and that the president isn't even in charge. It shows the deep state and the intel communities really run the country, unelected. So that's why they hated Trump, because he was actually trying to be the president. And when the intel communities would tell him what to do, he would say, no, I'm the president. I'm the chief executive. And Brennan would be like, what? No, we run this thing. We run the show. And then Chuck Schumer, the dirtiest rat in the history of U.S. Congress, goes on the news and says, the intelligence communities have six ways of Sunday of getting back at you. Because he's a dirty rat. And he let you know the entire game with that statement. that you elect the president of the United States, but he doesn't run a damn thing. Chuck Schumer and his dirty rat friends in the intelligence communities, the deep state, they run the show. The president up there is just a puppet for rats like Chuck Schumer to control. It's disgusting. I'd play you the clip, but we're short on time, so I'm going to move on. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there will be bank failures caused by commercial real estate losses. Yeah, bank failures inevitable, credit card debt, all kinds of payments not being met, real estate payments. It's Bidenomics, baby. It's the greatest economy ever. That's why the banks are about to fail. I mean, imagine that. The Fed chair comes out the same day Joe Biden, during his State of the Union, says that the economy is stronger than ever. The Fed chair comes out and says there's going to be bank failures. Sounds like a strong economy, old Joe. Sounds like a strong economy. By the way, and also Trump had to pay court cases to Christopher Steele's company, the other guy that lied about him. I mean, it's just insane. Trump even won the case, and he still had to pay $300,000. So Trump wins these cases, and then the judges say you have to pay the people that you defeated in court. It's just insane, man. It's just completely insane. All right. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. By now, we probably all heard of it. What does it mean? What does it represent? Well, they want to take the most qualified people out of jobs and give them to less qualified people that have the right skin color or sexual orientation, whatever it is. In this week alone, we have had four massive airline failures. In just this week alone, you had a plane almost blow up midair, have an emergency landing in Texas. You then had a plane landing gear completely fall off. You also had a plane lose a tire mid-takeoff that ended up smashing through an airport parking lot, leaving all kinds of damaged cars. And then you've now had an airplane, two airplanes run into each other on the tarmac, shutting down the whole airport. All of that in 1 week. Folks, this never used to happen. It used to be extremely rare. It used to be extremely rare for there to be incidents like this. Now it's happening four times in a week. This is the results of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And what it really is a result of Democrat left-wing racism and anti-white bigotry. But it's not even that it's inherently anti-white in its execution. It doesn't matter. It could be an Asian person. It could be anybody. But they're taking the most qualified candidates for jobs and they're replacing them with people that have the right skin color or right sexual orientation. So you walk in for a job interview and you talk about how much experience you have or how qualified you are. And then the next person walks in and is basically just a left-wing liberal nut job, but has the right sexual orientation or has the right skin color, they're going to get the job. Mark my words, this is really going to be tragic. Someone is going to die from this. There's either going to be a massive plane crash or a tire will smash into somebody or, folks... Diversity, equity, and inclusion in airline travel will have deadly results. And it won't matter because liberals don't care. It's not real to them. It's just a...
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show for today. Remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. If you like this show, if you like our other shows, like The War Room that I normally host 3 to 6 p.m., it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Great products there, great supplements, books, films, water filters, emergency food supplies, so much more. It's easy to support us. Just hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com and get a product you need, a product you like, to keep this show on the air. All right. We got some geopolitical news here. The Biden administration is sending aid ships now off the coast of the Gaza Strip, and there's a lot of different commentary in regards to this. The concern being that a deal has been struck that now the Palestinians that are being removed by Israel right now are going to be immigrating to the United States of America and to Europe. So Israel bombing them out of their homelands, and then where are they going to go? Well, it's the West that always takes in these people after the West starts the wars. So, folks, that is going to be so disastrous. If you think the protests now are bad in the United States of America, if they start bringing those groups over here, it's going to become violent and deadly.
So I don't want to harbor the hatred in my heart like the Jews have for the Palestinians or the Palestinians have for the Jews. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want it on our soil, but it looks like they're going to bring it here. And they already have. It hasn't been violent, but really they already have. I mean, right now it's mostly just the radical left that's anti-Israel, pro-Palestine, out in the streets protesting against the American Jews. But if they start bringing in more people from the Middle East, folks, you're going to see the same violence that's been going on between those two people, those two groups warring for centuries now on our soil. And it is going to be an absolute disaster if they do that. But in the meantime, the Biden administration is dropping aid packages into Gaza. One of them went bad, and the parachutes didn't even open up, and it smashed and killed some of the refugees from the Israeli invasion and occupation. And so if you understand this, what's happening is Israel is basically slowly and methodically driven the Palestinians. First, they were driving him down south into Rafah, and they said, this is where you can stay. We're going to level the rest of this entire region. But then they started bombing Rafah, too. And so now they're basically hanging out in the rubble or on the beach or in the rubble right outside the beach. And they drop the aid onto the beach or somewhere into the rubble. And then the people that are just living like that have to go find it. Well, some of the aid got dropped, the parachutes didn't open, and it smashed some people to death. Guys, go ahead and just give me the B-roll here of clip 37. Aid package airdrop over Gaza kills five after parachutes fail, and you get a pretty good look at it from this angle here. Again, they've been forced to live in rubble and on the beach now after Israel has just completely demolished the entire thing ahead of what they plan to do with it, which is just take it over and conquer it. And it's fine. Just be honest about it. I mean, obviously, that's what's going on. But I don't know why they don't want to just be honest about that. And so, but here you can see the drop that ended up smashing people and killing five. So, I don't know. The Biden administration can't even do aid right. So, that's nice. They fund Israel's war against Gaza, and then they tell the Gazan people, though, here's some crackers. Have some crackers while we're funding Israel's war. It's a whole mess that we shouldn't even be involved in at all. Media claims assassination attempt on Zelensky after Russian missile strikes near motorcade. Do you believe that, or do you think it's a false flag to drum up more hatred of Putin? I feel like if they really wanted to assassinate Zelensky, they could. Zelensky was not harmed, nor were any staff members in either delegation. Do you believe that there was an assassination attempt on Zelensky by Russia? Or do you think that's a false flag to drum up more hatred of Russia and Putin and more support for Ukraine? You know, they make Putin out to be this bloodthirsty, warmongering authoritarian that can just assassinate and imprison anybody, but yet they couldn't successfully assassinate Zelensky? I don't know. What do you think? Biden considers sending U.S. Army money to Ukraine. Well, isn't that what's already happening? Oh, no. Now they're talking about actually dipping into what is the budget of the U.S. Army and then making it regular to be supporting the Ukraine Army with our Army's budget. How many trans soldiers are in the Ukraine military, I wonder? German MP calls for attack on government buildings in Moscow. You've completely lost your mind at this point. Now you just want war at this point. John Kerry says people would feel better about Russia's war in Ukraine if Russia would make a greater effort to reduce emissions, says the guy who flies around the world on his private jets. John Kerry. An absolute piece of garbage. Farmers clash with police in Warsaw, so the farmers' protests are continuing in Europe against the green agenda, against the carbon emission agenda, which is going to destroy farms, which is really all about centralizing food. It's all about centralizing food and farming, and once they have centralization of banks around the world and centralization of food production around the world, well, now the entire world is in a state of slavery. Yes, if you can't produce your own food or have control over your money, those that produce the food and control the money are your slave owners. And that's what the globalists, the World Economic Forum, are aiming towards, because they don't believe in freedom. They want to own this planet and run it like a prison. That's what they're going for. That's what we're trying to stop, quite frankly. J.K. Rowling reported to UK police for misgendering trans broadcaster as a man. So a misgendering is now a crime in Europe. It's like a 6'3" dude with a beard. And if you say man, you're a criminal. You think, well, that could never come to America. Wrong-o. Jury convicts Portland woman of bias crime for misgendering individual in woman's bathroom. A dude in a woman's bathroom, and the woman that has a problem with that is the criminal. A dude goes into a woman's bathroom, and the woman that doesn't want a dude in the bathroom is the criminal. Wow. That's where we're at now. That's where liberals and Democrats have taken us. John Fetterman blames libs of TikTok office staff for stripping $1 million from Philly LGBTQ center that hosts kink parties. What is an LGBTQ center anyway? What does that even mean? Okay. So somehow an LGBTQ center is getting millions of dollars and they host sex kink parties for kids. And libs of TikTok exposes this and they lose their funding. That's probably a good thing. That's probably a good thing that somebody realizes that some perverted potential pedophile activity is going on at a LGBTQ center for kids. And they have sexual kink parties and they lose their government funding. That's probably a good thing. That's probably exactly what should happen. How about this, though? This is insane. A non-binary teacher in Alaska. This is what they do. I'm telling you, they're just all perverts, man. I hesitate to even show you this, but a quote-unquote non-binary liberal school teacher in Alaska was walking around the classroom with an erection and putting it right in front of the students' faces. And apparently it happens regularly with this creep. So the students decided that they were going to film it and expose this creep. Walking around the classroom, a man dressed as a woman with an erection, putting it right in front of the students' faces. I don't mean just at the front of the classroom. I mean literally going desk to desk with his erection, just putting it right in front of the students' faces. That's called a sexual kink. So I don't, you guys can put it on the screen as we close out today. But liberalism. Liberalism. A man in the woman's bathroom, and if you got a problem with that, you're a criminal. Liberalism. A man in a dress with an erection running around the classroom. I guess we just don't want to air the clip. And that, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you don't want to see a man in a dress with an erection showing it to the students in the class. But luckily he was escorted out. Should have happened a long time ago.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.